Richmond to Docklands, an unrivalled destination for world-class sports, arts, culture and entertainment that will continue to attract visitors from all over the world. Fisherman's Bend. Fisherman's Bend is Australia's largest urban renewal project, covering approximately 480 hectares in the heart of Melbourne. Fisherman's Bend consists of five precincts and connects to Melbourne and CBD to Port Phillip Bay. By 2050, it will be home to approximately 80,000 residents and provide employment for up to 80,000 people. Arden. The Arden Urban Renewal Area will transform 50 hectares of inner-city Melbourne into a world-class innovation precinct with 34,000 jobs and 15,000 residents. It will be home to life sciences, education and digital technologies. Parkville National Employment and Innovation Cluster. The Melbourne Biomedical Precinct at Parkville is Australia's and one of the world's leading biomedical precincts. La Trobe National Employment and Innovation Cluster, with the highest concentration of jobs in Melbourne's northeast. The La Trobe NEIC has great potential to attract and create new jobs in the health, food and fibre, and advanced manufacturing sectors, thus improving the area's overall livability and improving residents' well-being. Monash National Employment and Innovation Cluster. Located 20 kilometres southeast of Melbourne CBD, the Monash NEIC has Melbourne's largest concentration of jobs outside the CBD, with numbers expected to double over the next three decades. East Werribee National Employment and Innovation Cluster, a satellite midpoint city between Melbourne and Geelong, with significant employment, education, research and development capabilities. Sunshine. With rail investments to deliver the airport rail link and the proposed suburban rail loop, Sunshine is a strategically located, significant precinct in Western Melbourne with considerable growth potential. In addition, Sunshine has been identified as a National Employment and Innovation Cluster, NEIC, in Plan Melbourne. The Sunshine Cluster currently employs approximately 14,600 workers. Located just 2 kilometres southeast of Melbourne CBD, Cremorne is nestled between the sporting hub of Gosh's Paddock, Richmond's lively Church Street and the Yarra River. It's just a short walk to Melbourne's iconic sporting and entertainment precincts, including the MCG, Melbourne Park, Birrarung Ma, Federation Square and Flinders Lane. There's also easy access to hospitals, schools and tertiary institutions, including Epworth Hospital, Swinburne University, RMIT, Richmond Primary School and Melbourne High School. Getting in and out of Cremorne is easy, with the suburb serviced by two tram lines and two train stations. Links to the Monash Freeway and major arterial routes also offer easy access to Melbourne's outer suburbs and regional Victoria. Melbourne CBD is an easy commute by bike via scenic walking and bike paths along the Yarra River, including the main Yarra Trail. Cremorne offers residents a cosmopolitan lifestyle with cafes, bars, restaurants and live music venues all close by, with few through roads and winding back streets that lend to easy walking. The eclectic mix of creative businesses, food and wine venues and residential properties give Cremorne a village feel unlike any other inner city suburbs in Melbourne. The $1 billion Malthouse District Precinct, opening in 2020, will bring a heritage-listed microbrewery and gastropub, hotel, cafes, retail and commercial space, a rooftop bar and apartment complex to the area. The median age of residents in Cremorne is 32, with 66% of those residents aged between 25 to 44 years old. This is reflective of the concentration of entrepreneurial and tech startup businesses which have launched in Cremorne in recent years. The suburb also represents a highly educated demographic, with 75% of residents holding a bachelor's degree and 15% having obtained a postgraduate degree. 75% of the current Cremorne population currently work full-time. Cremorne is quickly gaining a reputation as Silicon Yarra, with a high concentration of tech companies, unicorns, creative startups and co-working spaces now located within the tiny suburb. There is growing interest from the tech sector in setting up business in Cremorne as companies look for unique former industrial premises with character just outside the CBD which fit their branding and prospective clientele. These include tech companies, Seek, carsales.com, REA Group, Uber, Tesla, MYOB, Walt Disney, and startup incubators like Rampersand and co-working spaces, Launchpad Evolve, Creative Cubes, and Sleeves Up.